form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated to. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bars. You think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yes. And that's actually one of my favorite intros right there. I have several. Yes, you are all tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and I'm your host, V. And I am joined by my co-host, Chris D. Manners, and Will Torbett. And I gotta say, I'm loving it here at the Republic Broadcast Network, and we're just gonna keep things moving and make things more explosive. Now, last time we had Bill the Butcher on the show, I had a power outage and got into the show 30 minutes late, and I didn't get my fill with talking to the guy. He's actually going to be a host on my TV network, going targeted. And we're going to talk about lots of things. And I believe tonight's topic is going to be Facebook censorship, which is something I believe that we're all passionate about. So let's get Billy the Butcher on the line, please. Hello, do I have you? Bill the Butcher, he's on the line. Yeah, that, I love his moniker. I love it. Apparently, CPS in Utah calls him that, or gave him that nickname, because he was just screwing up all their evil, conniving plans, which I love. And we all have this passions. And I love it. So, yes, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing quite well. It's a little cooler down here in Texas. We're having a nice hurricane sucking wind down from the northeast. Everything's going good. Hope you're doing good, V. Good to see you again.
I do not miss that weather. There's none of that kind of weather here.
Hello, Billy. Hello, Billy. How are you? Kristen Manners.
How are you, hon? Kristen, how are you doing? Good to hear from you again.
I'm doing fine, thank you, sir. Sorry to hear about your weather out there. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, don't worry about it. Last time we had weather, I had a tornado blow the ceiling fell off my ceiling, but it's all good.
Well, I'm glad you're joining us again, sir. Thank you.
Good,
so,
I'm glad to be here.
We spoke on the phone not too long ago, and you seem to be in a very rabid state about this Facebook. Let me know what's going on.
What's going on is my friend Doc Green. We have a radio show with American Voice Radio down here called The Amazing Doc Green. Right side of the mic is very right-centered, conservative and everything. And he regularly gets in Facebook jail. And today it just hit me the wrong way. I don't even know what happened. I don't know what he said. But I'll tell you this about Doc. It's as simple as this. He He never uses profanity. He never threatens. He's always center of the road. Whatever he said was not something that you would really take offense from directly or anything. But he drew 30 days Facebook jail. And this thing seems like, well, we all get used to it. 30 days Facebook jail. However, about 2 hours ago, while I was working on an article, I saw it wasn't a executive order from the president. It was something from an agency within the government that demanded $5 billion from Facebook for something they did concerning the First Amendment, concerning the invasion of privacy, and Facebook wrote the check immediately. They didn't even challenge it. They didn't go to court. They wrote the check. We have gone through this time and time again, and I just wrote an article today explaining that this is the beginning of the end of Facebook, just like Maude Bell. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or if you're liberal or if you're black or if you're white or if you're green. It doesn't matter. All of our, when you go on the social media, we have expanded. Back when the Constitution was written in 1789 with the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech and freedom of press were a newspaper that you press with a hand press or whatever you said on a soapbox at the courthouse square. It has expanded, but we all have freedom of speech. V, you have the right to express your opinions. Christine, you have the right to express your opinions. I have the right. And these people are drawing circles around freedom of speech and saying, no, when we own the auditorium, you can't speak freely. You cannot express your ideas. And this is what I'm taking exception to, because if you're a nut, and I'm not saying Alex Jones is a nut, but he has some opinions that are out there in left field. But when I was a kid at 7 or 8 years old, I used to get up every morning on Saturday morning in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I would listen to Oral Roberts. And at 8 years old, I realized he was a nut, okay? You can't lay your hands on people and heal them and make them walk again. I knew that at 8 years old. Now it's kind of accepted that, yeah, he was a nut and everything. But that's... Nobody in America is allowed to judge people according to what they say anymore. People like Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, I'm talking about you, you hear this. Mark Zuckerberg are telling us what to think. And this goes right down to targeted individuals. You have millions of people in this country who feel that their opinions are being affected by either vast government entities or co-ops or things like that, trying to make them think the way they want you to think. And this is, V, this is just plain wrong. And what happened to Doc today was plain wrong. All he did was express his, I don't even know what his opinion was. I don't even know what it was. He has some harsh opinions about the Muslim invasion of our country, the Sharia law, circumspecting the Constitution, the Second Amendment, all that. But it's all legal, it's all above board, it's everything, and we all have the right to express our opinion. When we got our gun rights back in Texas, when we stood on the courthouse steps in Austin, and I was there, and C.J. Grisham took his coat off and showed his gun for the first time since 1862, and I saw the crowd take their coat off. I'm telling you right now, there were men from Black Lives Matter and the Black Panther Party in that crowd taking their coats off, too, because they love their families also. You guys, give me your opinions. Thank you very much.
Go ahead, guys. I'll go last.
Well, if nobody else jumps right in, I will say, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of people that think that, you know, Facebook is its own corporation. They can do whatever they want. But like the gentleman just alluded to, this has now become the new public square, the public forum. And it gets to the point where not only are they controlling what we do, but they're selling our private messages. They're giving them to corporations and intelligence operations. And when is enough enough? This is going to continue to happen until people stand up and do something peacefully about it, because Facebook's just going to continue to roll over them. There's going to continue to be Guantanamos in your local mental hospitals. The missing kids, nobody cares until it's too late. And this is just yet another sad example of people just waiting to the last very minute, and it's going to be too late before we do something, unfortunately.
Okay, Kristen?
I have a bigger issue than Facebook jail with Facebook and Messenger in general, and that is Facebook's reporting system. You know, Facebook jail is a terrible thing, especially, Billy, when you're talking about what you're talking about, freedom of speech. Yes, it is. It absolutely is, because we're supposed to have the right to our opinion. And I agree with you, as long as you're not using profanity and really ripping somebody apart, I believe that you should have the right to say what you want. But the bigger issue is the reporting system. When you try to report those individuals that are truly violating supposedly the Facebook guidelines, and I've had this happen to a severe degree, where I've been seriously threatened, where my person has been seriously threatened. I had a absolutely horrific incident happen. I mean, I'm talking horrific. And I attempted to turn this incident into Facebook, and it was completely dismissed by Facebook. And this is just one of many incidences that I've attempted to turn into Facebook that have been completely dismissed. And I think that that is one of the hugest issues with Facebook at this time, because why does that even exist on Facebook if the guidelines set forth supposedly by Facebook are not even, they're not even abided by? They say turn in and report these situations, especially if they or someone is saying they're going to pose you any harm or threaten you. So you do, and then absolutely nothing is done. As a matter of fact, the whole situation is completely dismissed. So why does Facebook even, why are they even saying that they have a policy that they're going to implement?
You know, and I agree with that.
If they're not doing anything about it.
I agree with that.
And they
now, let me jump in here, because I want to fit this in before the break. Now, I want to read something that the owner of our TV productions media, and this is a person who is censored all the time. I'm talking about Anthony Thomas. Let me read a post that got censored to hell. Now, let me preface this by saying he shared a post from a pro-Israel propaganda page where they get to say any and everything that they want. Now, okay, so let me read it. He starts off by saying, let's talk a little bit about history that concerns mind control and the occult. My two favorite subjects. I will keep this short. Do you know why they call the Jewish temple the synagogue of Satan? When it comes to ritualistic blood sacrifice, no other race, religion, and or group of people in the world's history has as much involvement in this than the Jews. The train of thought here goes into the law of conservation. Nothing can be gained without something given. Will they part with money? No. Will they part with someone else's blood? Yes. This is where the term blood money came from. Do a dirty job and get paid. Now, the Jewish hierarchy that gained power with the Rothschilds did so by screwing everyone with the privatized bank. We all know that. But what people don't realize is that these same bankers sacrificed their own people to gain more power. Yes, Hitler was a bad man, but no more genocidal than Bush, going all the way through the Trump administrations with their mass genocides in the Middle East that's being controlled by the false nation of Israel today. The Jews used Hitler, like many others, to consolidate power and wealth, getting rid of other Jews with money who have different views on economics and rival the other Jews that had to be gotten rid of. This blood sacrifice of their own people of 6 million, and in parentheses, it says, Okay, 6 followed by 6 zeros is 6 predominant European countries. In predominant European countries, excuse me. Has them in control of everything that now, with the untold millions of blacks that have gone through much worse, have just barely gained some sort of illusionary equality, as we are not in control of our victimization. Don't believe me. Who controls your TV, food, money, and government? So keep crying over the Holocaust if you guys want. Me, I know better. Now, that's the end of the quote. So Facebook slammed him. He got a week for that. And we have actually visited other pro-Israel pages, and they say whatever they want about Islam. They're murderers. All their children have rockets. They post pictures of supposed crimes going on in Israel committed by the Muslims. But if you post pictures of decimated Palestine, Syria, anywhere else with the picture of Israel, which is pristine and nice, and say anything about it, you are censored by Facebook. So my question is, what business do they have in war policy? Now, we went through the history here, which is absolutely correct, and I agree with that. So we're into war policy here. Why is... Well, okay, let me put it this way. If we had Facebook during World War II, and only Nazi propaganda would be okay, and anything people said about the U.S. and all that would be blocked and censored, I mean, who do you think would have won the war?
Well, your question I actually think is applicable to right now, because we're in World War III or World War IV, if you will. The CIA, through their InQtel, their venture capitalist arm, InQtel, created Facebook, and now it is being used. Facebook is larger than most countries, has more market cap and more actual human beings on it than most countries, and is now being used to pull the new propaganda for this new covert war that's happening right now. And that's why everybody believes that 9/11 was the truth and that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. And now people are more concerned if the earth is flat or not than actually really caring about $2.3 trillion going missing or all these illegal wars.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. We believe the memes. We believe the short statements on Facebook. There's nothing that is on there that is backed up. There's nothing on there that is shown to be true. It is all...
And I agree with you, but we got to go commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Yes, yes, yes. You are still tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. And hallelujah that we have some of my original to break intro music from the old radio days. Yes, so I still have Bill the Butcher here with us. And we're talking about Facebook censorship. Now, this is something that we are heavily affected by. I know my team, who has to advertise my media, is heavily affected by Facebook censorship. And we have gone through so much stuff that we decided to record everything that they do. Now, I want to say that we have recorded everything from browsers being hacked, not being able to open the page, not being able to sign into Facebook despite the account email passwords being correct, to various features not being able to be accessed. For example, going to a page and putting in text to a post and the send button not being there. Various little things like this, which is why we are going to be doing a documentary on everything that we've captured. And we are going to take as far as we can take it. Because as far as I'm concerned, Facebook has been enemy number two in our book. I think they even beat out CPS at this point because they are drunk with power and they feel like they can do whatever they want to do in front of everyone. Now, at least CPS has the... I don't know the word here, but at least they will try to do things in secret. But Facebook treats us all like we're all stupid, like we're all just fodder, like we have no relevance. We're here just so that they can collect data and make money. Forget about our rights. Forget about free speech. Forget about all that. They feel as though they can transcend all that. And that is something... We're going to have multiple episodes just covering this topic. So I want to hear more about what Bill read in his article today before we go back to break.
Well, basically, in my career, I've done several things. One of the things I did that I was very proud of is I worked for Apple Computers in Austin for about 2 years. And I was on Q422, which was Cupertino, which was Steve Jobs' actual Q. And I have been involved in anthrax scares with computers being delivered to children, things like that. But I learned a lot about manipulation of online media, online social media. And I learned how it could really work. And so Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have anything on me when send buttons disappear, when you can't find old Peckerwood Press, okay, unless you go to certain steps to find it, okay, even though it's got over 1,000 people on it. All these things that they do. And he is, this kid, and I'm going to use that word kid, this kid doesn't have anything on me. I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing. And I also know, I believe, like the guy in The Godfather, I believe in America. I believe that our people who are running the government will eventually figure this out. I think he figured part of it out tonight when he took that $5 billion out of their pocket. Okay, I really do believe this. People have a right to be... They have a right to say what they believe. They really do. Even if you don't agree with them, I don't agree with 80% of what Alex Jones said. But I know the man. I met him, okay? But he has a right to say it, just like Oral Roberts. The American people are not idiots. Sometimes you look at things as entertainment, okay? Somebody says something that's totally stupid, but it's entertaining. Let's have a show of hands. How many of you people out there believe in professional wrestling? Show me your hands. I'm going to tell you right now, it's all fake. It's all fake. If you want to see real wrestling, go to a college wrestling competition and watch it. It's very boring. It's very boring. Nobody gets thrown across the ring. Nobody gets up there and starts screaming. It's a lot of hole on the ground, little movements. It's all boring, okay? But
it does not get exciting until you go to the military. I was my division champion.
I'll give you that, Pete. I'll give you that. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. Everybody has a different opinion politically. If I get bested by a liberal, and I have been bested by liberals in debate, and I have conceded. I said, you won. Hey, you beat me. I didn't know that. But it doesn't matter. We have to... We're America. And if you give up...
We're going to go to
right back, really guys. Quickly. Stay tuned.
In to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Let's finish what you were saying there, Bill. I hope that, that wasn't too abrupt.
I would like to chime in. I'm going to break off from that. I'm going to say one simple statement. If you want to see what the government really does and how it really kills people, think of the 737 MAX airplane. Okay, we've had two of them fly straight into the ground because of a piece of software trying to correct stalling. Another one where the pilot actually fought the airplane and brought it to the ground safely. Now, they say, it's so hard to stop this. Oh, my God, how can we stop this? We're working on it. We're working on it. And the government is cooperating. Oh, they're working on it. Why don't they just go to Detroit and meet with, Ford and figure out what the single line of software is that allows you to set your cruise control. And when things go a little bit awry, you simply step on the brake and it stops it. They can't do it. But over 400 people have died because of government bureaucracy and payback and all of these things. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this, that extends throughout the government all the way to Facebook. Your freedom of speech, your very life, your children with the CPS, I have gone to Utah. I have worked with investigations there where they are buying and selling little girls because they can't quite figure it out, and you are the victims. And if you don't stand up, you're going to give away your life, your liberty, and whatever little pursuit of happiness you have to these people who are running your government. See, your thoughts.
I really think that we should start with the basics, and we should stop giving power to those who are unapproachable. Because if you are beyond reproach, and I say this in the sense of Facebook not having a phone number that you can call, you can't talk to tech support, you can't talk to sales department, you can't talk to security, you can't talk to anybody. There's no way to contact them. I think this actually goes beyond that of the government. Because at least you can call your local congressman's office. He may not answer the phone. He may not be able to get to your concerns because of an influx, or maybe he just doesn't care. He or she. Okay? You can send a letter to the White House. You can do lots of things with government. They're not probably going to respond, but at least you can. With Facebook, you have the global information grid. I don't care what anybody says. There's nothing bigger. There's nothing. And it's in the hands of the few who are arrogant enough to just, yeah, here's a check, $5 billion. Okay, go away. That tells me that this is just something that's far beyond corrupt. And I'm at this point thinking that they do feel like they are bigger than the government. Who is Facebook buying? I mean, we have big oil. We have, you know, we have big pharma. We have big everybody buying government like the prostitutes that they are. So who's doing that? Facebook. So,
you're staticking out a little bit right here. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Coming through real fast. Kristen, I don't know if we for a sec or try to get over our, that in our conversation. Kristen, what do you think on what you've been hearing?
This is mine. Hold on a second here. I'm sorry. Hold on.
It's okay.
My apologies. I happen to have a freight train that comes through my backyard, so I'm sorry.
Cheese and crackers. Okay. All right, V, where were you? Sorry about that.
So, what do you guys feel about that? I mean, Facebook has its own government.
What I feel about that is that they really believe that they're above it all. But the thing is, like, well, the butcher shop, which is the publishing company that I represent, we pulled out of Facebook about 2 weeks ago. And that's what everybody hearing the sound of my voice, you need to do this, okay? Their power comes from, like, today, you look at Facebook and someone has cancer, and they're asking for prayers, and your finger kind of quivers on the heart thing. Or whatever. Stop it. Steve Wozniak, who was one of my bosses at Apple, Steve the Woz, he did away with his Facebook over a year ago, and he recently made a statement, you need to get away from these people. Their power comes from you going in there and working with their system. Stop working with their system. Because they without you working with their system, they have no power. They have no power. You have to stop this. You want to get collusion? You guys want to see collusion? Forget Trump. Forget Hillary. Collusion comes from Facebook influencing public opinion, which is done in many, many, many third world countries where they have toppled governments. They have done all these things. Mark Zuckerberg sits over there in Cupertino, California, or whatever the heck he's at, and they really think that they rule the world. They don't. Rise up, people. Listen. Listen to your common sense. These people don't control anything. Forget about your memes. Forget about little statements. Forget about all this. Just get away from it. Go to Twitter, for God's sakes. Go to Liberty Beacon. Go to Liberty Duck. There's all kinds of places you can go to and be heard.
Well, actually, let me step in here because I
all right, go ahead.
I have personally, and see, this is the wrangle. This is the steering the cows, okay, steering the herd, because I have gotten on to sites like MeWe. I've gotten on sites like Minds, and because they're limited staff, because of what they are seemingly able to do, their oversight is completely lacking. I've had accounts deactivated and deleted for no reason. Well, I mean, I do know the reason, censorship, but there is no one to talk to even there. They would say, oh, well, we don't know what happened, or not get an email back. Because who knows if they are actually getting my email asking them where my account is. And that is the technocracy part about it. So my thing is, though, Facebook is so rich and so powerful. Where is the money coming from? I may be wrong, but I have to be wrong. But I don't see them making so much money from ads. I would love to do a poll and see, hey, who goes to Facebook and clicks on an ad and actually buys something? What percentage of the population actually does that? And we actually, in order to take control, we need to be seeing who these people are, offering them alternatives. We need to be approaching the people who get contracts for advertisement with Facebook, let them know that we're not happy. Boycott, boycott, boycott across the board, and let's drop Facebook. Because if information is where everything is at, then there needs to be a competitive market. Facebook has got a monopoly. Let's face it. Its closest distant sites are the ones that I mentioned before, and they maybe have 1 million users. Facebook bought MySpace. Facebook bought some of these other social networks. Nobody knows that. So there is, in fact, a monopoly just because there's a different company name on some of these sites does not mean that's who they actually are. So, I mean, I think that's where we got to start with.
What they've done is what happened to Alex Jones, and it came across the media like it was several separate entities. It was several separate entities that brought him down, and they really didn't bring him down. They really didn't. But several Twitter, MySpace, Instagram, whatever. It wasn't that. It was Facebook's monopoly that pushed one button in Mark Zuckerberg's office that took him off of social media, and they still didn't stop him. Now, folks, listen to this. Listen real close. I'm going to tell you the truth. And like the Lord said, the truth's going to set you free. The kids at the University of Texas began to upload Alex Jones shows to their individual accounts on Facebook. There were so many of them that Facebook could not control them. And he's still went out. And they're all liberals. These kids are all liberals. But they believed in America. They believed in what was right. And they did it. That's where we have to go. That's what we have to do. You cannot let these people in Cupertino, California, in a building about 3,000 square feet control the country. You can't do it. You can't do it, and you can stop it. You can stop it. I mean, it's as simple as that. We have pulled the butcher shop has pulled out of Facebook because, like tonight, just tonight, I put up a rant on YouTube. I put up a rant about, oh, I guess 5 or 6 minutes, about this very subject. It immediately went out to several people who put it on Facebook, Instagram, all these places, okay? And I watched 5 hits here, 12 there, 20 here, 15 there, whatever. And I go back to YouTube, and I got 3 views, okay? Do the math. Do the math. That's impossible. That is impossible. You see the manipulation right there. And why do they do this? How do they make the money? They're not interested in the money. They're interested in affecting public opinion, elections. They're interested in all this. It's all political. And just like we said, I don't know if it's CIA or FBI or Islam or whatever, but they want to affect your opinions to affect the way the country runs. You've got to listen to common sense. All you have to do is step back about 2 feet and look at it, and you will see common sense. Take the immigration thing. Take the immigration thing. We've always had illegal immigrants on the Texas border. Always. They come over, they pick the oranges, they make money, they go back home to Mamacita, they have money to live for the year. Nobody's a big deal. Now it's a big political deal. Nancy Pelosi sits on one side, Donald Trump on the other. Nothing has changed. It's all the same. There's nothing new under the sun. Wake up, people. Like my old producer in Nashville said, pull your heads out of this, your butt. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, it's social engineering. And that's what it comes down to. This is electronic eugenics, in a sense. Because I'll say, for example, we have put out a couple shows of Cannabis Cooking with Chrissy D, and we had an episode of Red Pill Hardcore TV show with a guy named Doug Heckenkamp, who went through hell behind medical marijuana. Facebook censored our post quietly in the groups. Now, you post the groups, and it'll say, if you are lucky enough to go back and revisit some of these groups, and you'll see that post still pending, click on those. You'll be surprised to find that it's not that the admin didn't approve the post, but it says Facebook held this back. Facebook, I forget the exact error code, but Facebook thinks this is inappropriate. So a lot of our cannabis shows were held back by Facebook. Now, I'm in contact with some people during the lawsuit against Facebook right now, because Facebook is not supposed to be censoring anything CBD oil. But they are. And that is just another way we're going to hop on Facebook. So the censorship is so, they have so many tactics. And this is why we're going to make a documentary. They have so many tactics in how they censor you to where you don't notice it or you just go along with it. So, yeah, some features are missing. You just go along with it because you're powerless. You're just a sheep. You don't have a voice. Well, the only voice we have is the one they mercifully give us. And they can go to hell with that. Okay? I'm sick to my stomach. Go ahead.
Hey, it's the same thing as with Roger and Ralph yesterday. I think it was Ralph that called me, and he wanted to make sure it was okay on my latest article with the Liberty Beacon. Was it okay to put a TerraSense ad on it? Of course, I said yes. And I even sent him a logo for something that we're working on in California called Weird Wilbur's Texas Blend, which is a brand of marijuana. And they're running with everything like that. But I know they're going to censor it, but it's wrong. It's wrong. I have a granddaughter. She's sitting right here with me right now. And she has a problem with ADD. She has a problem with RAD. She has a problem with schizophrenia. And if she had cannabis, any form, pill, it doesn't matter, she wouldn't have those problems anymore. So why should Facebook censor this child from a good life? I hear a commercial coming on.
Yes, and we are going to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, yes, we're coming in big time. So, yes, this is still Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm Host V. And we are winding down to the end of the show. I would like for Bill the Butcher here to talk about what he's got going on currently, anything that he wants to plug, and let's get out there and get you guys on top of it.
Well, V, number one, thank you so much for calling me and inviting me on the show. I hope I've added something to everyone to think about. We are in the butcher shop. The Tea Party Tribune has steadily gone down. We're going different directions now, but we're still with personal freedom. I'm very honored to be a part of your network, and I'm very honored to be a part of the Liberty Beacon. And I will do everything I can to help everyone to understand what's really going on in their lives. God bless everyone, and our prayers are with you.
Okay. Well, Kristen?
Thank you very much, Billy. I so appreciate everything that you're doing and everything that you're planning on doing for Targeted. And thank you for joining us tonight very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much to everyone and to V, of course, for the forum. And I'll just back up what you guys were saying. V usually says one little phrase that always sticks out to me. This time it was electronic eugenics. And we just had the Bilderberg meeting of the elite at the Sun Valley conference with Disney head, Facebook head, all these tech heads meeting in secret with the governor here in Rhode Island. And it's true too, because it's not as easy to just wake up, because even the former execs and founders at Facebook, they have whistleblowers saying, you know, it releases dopamine hits. It's almost like a drug. It's literally not almost. It is like a drug to our brain. And that's why people are so addicted to their phones. And on top of that, they manipulate what's trending. And then they did this thing where they would show certain people only good articles and then certain people only bad articles. And if you're already negative and depressed, that could have killed somebody. Then, you know, Project Veritas had the shadow ban and the leak memos and all that. And then they're practicing with AI chatbots. And now they got their blockchain project Libra. So it's just a really tough thing, because now we're going to like the social credit score in China. So I think I would just repeat what V and our guest said, is we have to be really, really wary of this and start to wake up people peacefully, because it's going to be too late if we do not do something very soon.
Very astute.
And one more thing,
Billy. I definitely want to talk about that China situation there, the credit score. They already have the facial recognition software and the cameras everywhere. It's horrendous. Real quick, Kristen?
One more thing, Billy. B and I started Targeted, and we did an awful lot of interviews with people from all over the world, and I just wanted to let you know that I could not have thought of a better individual to take over Targeted. It was kind of our baby, and it really makes me happy that somebody like you is taking over Targeted, because you really do understand people and understand the issue, and it makes me very happy to have somebody like you taking it over. It does.
Oh my God, Christian, thank you so much. Not very often do I feel it burning my breast, as the Mormons would say, but it's burning my breast. Thank you, and anything I can do for people who are suffering, Ted and I will certainly do.
Thank you.
That's right. That is the end of the show, and in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king, so educate yourselves. Catch us next week.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.